about to get hot in heaven. The K105.3 Hollywood Beat.
The latest from Hollywood brought to you by Malachi Screen Printing and Embroidery, Page Avenue in Michigan Center, featuring their school boutique. That's right, their front room boutique, featuring elementary, high school, and of course, even some of those school of choice out there. They got them right there inside Malachi Screen Printing and Embroidery. And make sure you enter online for your chance to win 100 free t-shirts from Malachi Screen Printing and Embroidery. Your business or nonprofit could win. All right, let's dive into it. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin confirm their engagement. The Biebs did it via social media with this statement. Was going to wait a while to say anything, but word travels fast. No, you knew that was out there, Bieber. He put up a black and white photo of Baldwin sitting on his lap, and he went on, "Listen, plain and simple, Hailey, I'm so in love with everything about you, so committed to spending my life getting to know every single part of you, loving you patiently and kindly. Not sure what I did in life to deserve such happiness, but I am utterly grateful to God for giving me such an incredible person to share my life with. I promise to egg you lovingly." I might have added that last part. Johnny Depp getting in some hot water. He was hit with a lawsuit for allegedly hitting a crew member of the Los Angeles set of his latest movie, City of Lies. Greg Rocky Brooks claims they were shooting around the Barclay Hotel back in April of 2017 when he let the director Brad Furman know that an upcoming take would have to be the last outdoor shoot of the night because of permits. And when Furman asked him to tell Depp, the visibly intoxicated actor shouted obscenities and then angrily and forcibly punched Brooks twice in the rib cage. According to reports, Depp then yelled, "I will give you $100,000 to punch me in the face right now." Well, Brooks didn't, but he's suing the director and the producers for unspecified damages. Would you have hit Johnny Depp in the face for $100,000? I'm all in. I'm ready. Johnny, come on over here. I'll punch you in the face. $100,000? Heck yeah. We all know Max, Lights Down Low artist, smash hit. He says his fame is growing. He's even being recognized a lot more, but he also says he's not on the same level as some of his peers, namely Shawn Mendes. Here's Max talking to some fine folks.
It's beautiful that people like come up in airports and stuff, but it's just enough. I talk about it a lot. Like, I was at an airport and Shawn Mendes, I guess, was coming in, and these two fans came up to me and they're like, "Oh, are you Max?" And like, we took a picture and I was like, "What are you guys doing here?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, we're just waiting for Shawn Mendes. Like, he's apparently flying in."
So apparently Max heard that, then talked with Shawn.
I went up to him at a baggage claim. I hadn't seen him in like 2 years. I was like, "Dude, I can't even imagine. Like, how does everybody know where, like, planes you're on? Like, when you get off?" So in certain ways, I'm so grateful that people are recognizing the song and my music more. But if it never gets to that point, that's okay. If it does, tight. Let's go, guys. Let's keep the passion going.
Elsewhere in the world of Hollywood, Harvey Weinstein is, he pled not guilty to new charges, and he's not going to face home confinement. Apparently, the prosecution wanted him to be confined house arrest, but apparently Harvey's been fairly compliant on everything else that the courts wanted him to do, so he's going to remain free, going back and forth from a home to a place of work to try and make some money. He does face a lot of charges, including some sexual assault charges that could, if found guilty, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. Next scheduled court appearance is going to be on September 12th. We'll keep you up to date on that. There you go. There's your beat brought to you by Malachi Screen Printing and Embroidery.